James Comer demands archives provide records between Biden associates and VP Biden's office. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, issued a demand letter on Wednesday to the National Archives for a tranche of unredacted records related to the office of the vice president colluding with Hunter Biden's associates. Joe Biden never built an absolute wall between his family's business dealings and his official government work. His office doors were wide open to Hunter Biden's associates, Comer said in a statement obtained by Breitbart News. The requested trove includes previously unearthed emails by America First Legal that show Joe and Hunter Biden coordinated through their respective associates in response to questions from reporters about whether Hunter's position on Burisma Holdings board undermined then-Vice President Biden's credibility in allegedly pushing anti-corruption measures. In one example, Kate Bedingfield, Biden's former communications director, told Hunter Biden's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin via email in 2015 that Joe Biden approved a statement regarding Hunter Biden's board position at Burisma Holdings. Bedingfield notably departed the White House in 2023, as the House Oversight Committee's probe into Joe Biden heated up. VP signed off on this, "We'll give this quote to reporters in my name shortly," she said, including the quote below in the email. Hunter Biden is a private citizen and a lawyer. The vice president does not endorse any particular company and has no involvement with this company. The vice president has pushed aggressively for years, both publicly with groups like the U.S.-Ukraine Business Forum and privately in meetings and with SIC, Ukrainian leaders, for Ukraine to make every effort to investigate and prosecute corruption in accordance with the rule of law. It will once again be a key focus during his trip this week. Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma in April 2014. 4 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who investigated Burisma for corruption. Despite Hunter Biden's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, Burisma paid him $83,000 per month, or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. Comer is also seeking records about a second incident concerning Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend in business and former board member of Burisma. Devin Archer told House investigators that Hunter Biden called D.C. to discuss pressure that Burisma asked Hunter Biden to relieve. The alleged phone call came after a Burisma board of directors meeting in Dubai on the evening of December 4, 2015. There is evidence of collusion in the efforts to spin media stories about Burisma's corruption while Vice President Biden was publicly pushing an anti-corruption agenda in Ukraine, Comer said. Suspiciously, Hunter Biden's associate had a media statement on Burisma approved by Vice President Biden himself the same day Hunter Biden called D.C. for help with the government pressure facing Burisma, he added. Comer's demand letter requested NARA provide unredacted versions of all documents from records on Hunter Biden, James Biden, and their foreign dealings. Documents to or from the Executive Office of the President regarding Eric Schwerin, Devin Archer, Vic Jeremick, Rob Walker, or Jeffrey Cooper. Documents to or from Kate Bedingfield, Michael Carpenter, Kathy Chung, Amos Hochstein, Colin Kahl, and Alexander Mackler regarding Hunter Biden or James Biden. Executive calendars created for then-Vice President Joe Biden dating from January 20, 2009 to January 20, 2017. Letter to NARA by Breitbart News on Scribd. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.